What are the things that screw with your head? What are the things that make you angry? What are the things that frustrate you, and can you fix them? Now, I live in the South Island of New Zealand out in the country, and one of the things that has been screwing with the farmers' heads has been making their heads work overtime to try and sort challenges is the weather. We haven't had free water out of the sky for a really long time. And there's my question. What in your life is happening at the moment that is upsetting you, hurting you, making you angry, or the reverse of that, getting you to think more clearly, think more creatively, get stronger, tougher, wiser, better? And that's a beautiful thing about the country and the farmers that I'm surrounded by. They don't have an opportunity to get upset or angry. They just have to sort the challenge. So we haven't had free water for a long time, and they have been sorting the challenge. Now, it was announced by the weather reporters, and down here we call them the guessers, because it doesn't matter what the weather report is, it's very rarely what actually happens. But there was a large amount of excitement in the air, because it seemed that we're going to get a large amount of free water out of the sky. And I'm sharing this with you because I came home really late one night. It was already 11, maybe later o'clock at night. And there was a lot of farm activity happening around my home. There was tractors and there was bulldozers and there was stuff happening with lights on, and it was dark and late. Now, I'm new to the rural community, so I didn't really know what was going on, so I wanted to find out. So because the lights were all still on and the farmers were still working, I made some calls. And it turns out that because we haven't had rain for such a long time, the soil gets very compacted. So when it does rain, it just the water just slides off, flows off, doesn't sink into the ground, and doesn't add any value to the farmers' lives. So what they were doing was digging up the soil. They were ploughing so that when the rain came, that the rain would actually go into the soil. Now, you might have no interest whatsoever in farming. I'm just sharing that with you because I love the fact that I live with people who are solution finders. They're always looking for a way to make things better, to solve a challenge, to fix what's going on, and to be prepared for what's going to happen. Now, interestingly, we didn't get very much free water out of the sky. We got some, but not very much. And again, the farmers have to go, okay, so we didn't get very much. What do we do now? And they have a big, long list of things that they have to do now because we didn't get the water that was expected. And I use that as an example for everybody. Life is going to throw shit at us, isn't it? I can't put it any other way. It's going to throw terrible times, bad weather, terrible government, sickness, disease, horrible experiences, but are we ready for them? Do we plan for them? And me, the ultimate optimistic, happy, positive lady, I live my life like this. This is my life philosophy. Accept that the worst could happen and plan for it so that when it arrives, you are not surprised, you don't get angry, frustrated, or annoyed, you're just ready for it. Now, for the water coming out of the sky for the farmers, that was going to be a wow experience, and they were ready for it. They were up very late the night before digging the ground so that they were ready for the free water. But most people don't live their lives like that, do they? They just react to what happens. It's like life is happening to them rather than making sure that life is happening for us. So there's the question, is life happening to you or for you? And if life is going to happen for you, does that require planning? Does that require you to do some stuff that most people don't do? And the reason I ask that question, of course, is because most people are not happy. Most people are miserable, they're angry, they're frustrated, they're annoyed. Things screw with their head because they haven't planned for them and they haven't got a plan to deal with them. And that's the beautiful thing about, again, with the farming community. They know that they're going to have to deal with flooding, or they're going to have to deal with drought, or they're going to have to deal with some kind of challenge that happens every single day on a farm, so they plan for it. I want to be that person, don't you? I want to be the person that is not reactive to everything that happens. I plan for it. I expect that it's going to happen. And the beautiful thing about that philosophy is if you plan for the worst, expect the worst, and if it arrives, you're ready for it. But it very rarely arrives. Very rarely do the terrible things happen that we think are going to happen. And that was something I learned a very long time ago. Stress in most people's lives is caused by something that hasn't happened yet, and it's usually something they've got no control over. So why would you stress about something you've got no control over? Or people stress about something that's happened in the past. Why would you be concerned about something that you can't change because it's happened in the past? If it's happened and it was horrible and terrible, could you learn from it, grow from it, become tougher, stronger, better, and wiser because of it? And if it hasn't happened in the future and you have got control over it, why would you stress about it? Because you've got control over it, so you can plan for it and be aware that you're aware it's going to happen, so you can plan. And if you've got no control over it and it hasn't happened yet, why would you waste headspace? This doesn't matter what day it is. And today is a beautiful, I call it a platinum day. It's a gorgeous day to be outside, fresh air, enjoying life. Why would you waste time on something that hasn't happened and stress about something that hasn't happened? And then, of course, if you're fit and you're strong and you're mentally tough, you can deal with everything that happens. And that's what I love about the farmers. They're fit, they're strong, and they're mentally tough because they plan and prepare for the absolute worst to happen. It very rarely happens, but when it does, they're ready for it. They can fight the challenge, and that's the ultimate thing, isn't it? If you're fit and strong, if you fight and flight regularly, so you get puffed and you lift heavy, your brain's strong, your body's strong, and you can deal with all of that. I like the fight concept better. Because if I run away from a challenge, I think the headspace is a bit different. You can sprint away from something and get away from it and feel good because you got away from it. But what if you turn and fight it front on? Hit it hard front on and say, bring it on, baby. I'm tough. I'm strong. I'm mentally and physically capable of dealing with this challenge. Could that be a great way to live your life to the max? Super duper doo, how are you? Living my life to the max in the country. Woohoo!